Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Pei Beis, and we are 26 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis, the two dots, Shmor Li V'Omar Loi Hanach Lefonai Shoymer Chin. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achinu B'nei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzara V'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shleima V'Chaim Yosef Shmu Abba Ben Shira. So the topic of the perek has been Hasoicher as a umnen, and Hasoicher as a chamor, Hasoicher as a pora, Hasoicher as a kardoim. The Mishnah and the Peyom Beis discussed a halacha related to Hasoicher as a umnen, and that is kol ha umnen shoymri sachar. An umnen is always treated as a shoymri sachar, and then the Mishnah digressed a little. And the Mishnah mentioned other halachos that are related to the Dalat Shomer. So it feels that you can't learn too many dafin in Bava Kamma and Bava Metzia without going into some deep dive into the laws of Shomer. So when you think of the laws of Shomer, you think of Perek HaMafkid, you think of Perek HaShoil. There are places where there's a very heavy concentration of these halachas, but really they're scattered throughout the bavas, and today's daf is going to be another such daf, which is going to go into the kishkes of understanding the halachas related to the Dalat Shomer. Specifically, the Mishnah said, Shmorli, if somebody asks his friend, will you please watch something for me, for Amaloi, and the person said, Hanach lefonai, put it in front of me. Shoy merchinam. The halacha is, by saying those words, you have a din of a shoy merchinam. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Amaloi halach lefanecha. What would be if somebody went over to his friend and it said, Shmarli, will you please watch this for me? And instead of saying, Hanach lefanai, what he said was, put it in front of you. Hanach lefanecha. Einoi loy shoy merchinam, veloy shoy mesachar. In that instance, what he's clearly saying is, thanks, but no thanks. Meaning, thanks, I appreciate the fact that you trust me as a shomer, but no thanks. I'm going to pass. Hanach lefanecha, put it in front of you. In other words, you watch it. He was not mekabel any chiyuvei shmir. So if he says hanach lefanai, he became a shomer. What kind of shomer? There's no contract. There's no money. He's a shomer chino. If he says hanach lefanecha, then he's not considered a shomer at all. Ibayilu. So the Bnei Yeshiva had a question. Hanach stomamai. What would be if the person said not hanach lefanai, not hanach lefanecha, but he would simply say hanach? Is that a Kabbalah Shmira or is it not Kabbalah Shmira? Again, Hanach lefonai, I'm a Shomer Chinam. Hanach lefonecha, einoi loy Shomer Chinam, veloy Shomer Sachar. But that's because in those two cases, he's very clear. Either he says lefonai or lefonecha. What if he said Hanach Sna? So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's see if we can be Poshe from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Shmar Li. Va'amma loy Hanach lefonai, Shomer Chinam. What does it sound like? The only time you're Shomer Chinam is if you say Hanach lefonai. Hostomo, veloy klon. Meaning, if he wouldn't have said Hanach lefonai, he would have simply said Hanach, it sounds like, then the halach is, he wouldn't be a Shomer Chinam. But the Gemara says, Adar Rabba, I think it could be poshet from Rav Huna, midam Rav Huna, from the fact that Rav Huna said Hanach lefonai, who the ainu loy Shomer Chinam, v'loy Shomer Sachar. When did Rav Huna say you're not a Shomer Chinam like in the Mishnah? When you said Hanach lefonai, hastama, it sounds like Rav Huna was of the opinion that if you would say Hanach stama, Shomer Chinam havi, you would be a Shomer Chinam. Why? Because if Rav Huna held that even Hanach stama, you're not a Shomer Chinam, so why did Rav Huna qualify the Mishnah and say the only time your shomer chinam is when you said halach lefonai, as opposed to hanach lefonecha. Say better, even if you said hanach, you're not going to be a shomer chinam. So fakert from Rav Huna, it's mashma that if you would say hanach stam, maybe you would be a shomer chinam. So the Gemara says elam ihol lekul the mishma mina. You can't be poshed anything from the Mishnah, because from the Mishnah itself it's mashma one way. From Rav Huna's comment on the Mishnah, it's mashma a little bit differently, and it's for that reason you can't be poshed anything from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, I hear, okay, so we're a little bit stuck. Maybe this shaila of Hanach Stam is really totally in a machloikis tanon, and this machloikis tanon takes us to Perek Shosh and Nogach HaSaparo, a sugya that repeated itself a few times in Masechtas Bava Kam. What's that sugya? It's a Mishnah, it's a machloikis Rebbe in the Chacham. In Hichnis Pershus, Balchot Zechai. So the context over there is, somebody goes over to his friend and says, I have kederis, can I please put my kederis in your chatzar? Or I have peiros, can I put my peiros in your chatzar? Or I have animals, can I please bring my animals to your chatzar? And the person said, yes sir, absolutely. So the halacha is, the Bal HaChatzar is responsible for any damages that will occur to the items that this friend put in his chatzar. Meaning, when he says, yes, sir, What he's saying is, yes, you can bring your items into my chatzar. Additionally, I'll be mekabel shmir. You have nothing to worry about. Im hichnis b'rishos, if the person put these items into his friend's field, b'rishos, bal chatzar chayv. The owner of the chatzar is going to be chayv. Rabbi Yomir, Rabbi says, b'kulam enoi chayv, ad sheyikabel ol balabayis lishmar. If he specifically, he expressly states that I am going to be mekabel shmira, then he's going to be chayav. But simply giving somebody permission to put his items in your rishos, that in and of itself doesn't constitute shmira. In other words, we have a machlokes Rebbe in the Chachamim. If somebody says, stam, bring your things into my chatzah, doesn't say I'm going to watch it, doesn't say I want you to watch it. He says, yes, if you want to bring it, you can bring it. Does that constitute kabbalah shmir, or does it not constitute kabbalah shmir? According to the Chachamim in this Mishnah, it does. According to Rebbe, it doesn't. So the Gemara's tzushtel, mimerchak tavi lachma, is that maybe that is really at the core of what we're discussing over here, where somebody goes over to his friend and he says, will you please watch this item for me? And he doesn't say mefurish, I will. Doesn't say anach lefonai. He doesn't say mefurish, I won't. Doesn't say anach lefonecha. He says anach stam. Bechura says the Gemara. It sounds very similar to the machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, yes, sir, is Kabbalah Shmira, so Hanach will be Kabbalah Shmira. According to Rebbe, it's Achi Yekabel Ola Balabayas Lishmar. You need a Mamish Rochel Bitcha Ktana with Bok Tzeiner, be Makabel Shmira. Hanach's not Bok Tzeiner. And as a result, you won't be considered a Shemir. But the Gemara says, I hear, but it's not Muchach Dum. It could be Mimai. Meaning, I don't know for sure that this is a good Sushta. Maybe when did the Rabbanon say their halacha? That's only over there, Ela B'chatzer the Bas Naturihi. A Chatzer is a Bas Neturi. Rashi says two things. Number one, when somebody asks somebody, can I please bring my items and leave them in your chatzar? What he's saying is, I know they'll be watched over there, they'll be protected over there. So there's some assumption that this is a conversation, not just about, I need to put them somewhere, but I need them to be safe somewhere. Additionally, Rashi says, "Ein toirich b'shmirasa." It's not a big deal to watch something in your backyard. So it could be, considering those factors, over there we say that the Rabbanon hold that v'chikamale ayil, yes, sir, you can bring your items into my chatzar, ayil de'intelucha kamale. What he's saying is, bring it in and I'm going to watch it. Aval hoch, over here, this conversation between these two people could be happened in the Rosh Hashanah, could have happened in the Shuk, and Shuka labar neturehu. When somebody says shmarli, it's not a place of shmira, there's a tircha for the person to watch, and therefore, if the person says hanach, it's not so mustaber that he says, yes, I'm going to watch it. To the contrary, what he said was, anach, put it down, v'tiv, and zetzacharo, penga benko, and atar l'cho kamalei, and you go ahead and watch it. So from the fact that the Rabbanon say, yes, sir, means kabbalah shmira, when it comes to you putting something into my chatzur, doesn't necessarily mean that it would mean the same when he says hanach and Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, inami, alternatively, could be you can be mechalik between the two cases in the reverse, 180 degrees. Even Rebbe, that says that when a person says, yes, sir, he doesn't mean to watch, it could be it's tafka over there, where you're bringing something into my chatzar, and the reason is, because if you want to put something into my chatzar, you have to have my permission. Therefore, so when the person said, yes, sir, what was he saying? Meaning, what was he agreeing to? To bring it in. Now, in terms of watching, til v'nat l'chokamale. Maybe he wants him to watch it himself. Aval hocha. But if somebody goes over to his friend and he says, will you please watch this for me? And the person says, put it down. What does he mean? If you want to put it down, you can put it down. I know I can put it down. I didn't ask you permission to put it down. I asked if you would watch it for me. So why are you telling me to pull it down? Put it down. If you're telling me to put it down, obviously you're saying something of chashivos. You're being mekabel something. So over here, when he says hanach, obviously what he means is v'anon matrana kamale. I will watch it. Because if he's telling him, put it down and you watch it, he lies for reshus abayil mishkamene. What if I need permission not to watch it, not to sit down? All these things I could do without your permission. So what are you saying? The words hanach must mean that you're being mekabel shmir. So the Gemara says that even though at first glance, super duper high level, maybe there's a connection between this ibaya of hanach stoma versus yes sir, you can bring your items into my rishos, and maybe the halacha by hanach stoma would be telling the machlokes Rebbe the Chachamim, but the Gemara says you can be mechalik this way, you can be mechalik that way, and as a result, we're left with this ibaya hanging. Either way, back to the mission, back to the digression of the mission, which discussed halachos related to Shomer. So the Mishnah said, Hilvo al hamashkin Shomersach. Somebody lends money to somebody. And there was a mashkin involved. So the loiva gave the malva mashkin. Malva gave the loiva money. The loiva gave the malva mashkin. Says the Mishnah, the malva is considered a Shomersacher on the mashkin. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, it depends. Hilvo moyus. If the loan was money, meaning the malva gave the loiva cash. So then the halachi is shomer chinam. He's a shomer chinam. He'll vow peiros. If you gave him peiros, then Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm asking to the halacha of the chachamim, you're going to be a shomer sacher. So according to the chachamim in the Mishnah, malva is always considered a shomer, not just a shomer sacher on the mashkin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. If he loaned him peiros and a chinam, he's a shayim asachar. If he loaned him money, which is probably most loans, over there he's actually not going to be a shayim asachar. Over there he's going to be a shayim chinam. Now the Gemara from here until the Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, Kmat the Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis is going to discuss this halach. Says the Gemara, Lema Masnis and the Lake Rebbe Eliezer. It would appear at first glance that our Mishnah is the Lake Rebbe Eliezer. Now, by the way, if the Mishnah is the Loik Rebbe Eliezer, it's not the end of the world, right? Not all Lema Masnis and Deloys were created equally. Lema Masnis and Deloik Rameyer is usually an issue, because Stam Mishnah is Rameyer. Lema Masnis and Deloik Rabbi Akiva is also an issue, as we'll see later in the daf, because Stam Mishnah is Rameyer, Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva stimmed up. Lema Masnis and Deloik Rabbi Yishma, I hear. Lema Masnis and Deloik Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, Halacha is usually Kistam Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer is Beishamai, so it's not so schwer. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says, should we assume that Unzer Mishnah is the Loik Rabbi Eliezer? So who's this Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya? We learned in a Bereisah, Hamalvus Chavei Al Mashkin. If somebody lends money to his friend, and there was a mashkin that traded hands, meaning the malva got a mashkin for Avad Hamashkin, and the mashkin got lost. So what's the halacha? Yishava v'yitel ma'osav divir Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that this malva should go to Bez, and he should swear that the mashkin in fact got lost, and if he does that, he's going to be able to collect his money, meaning the fact that he lost the mashkin will not impact the loan in any way. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Yochel Omer loy. The loyva can tell the malva, Klum hil visani el ala mashkin. It's true, I borrowed money from you. You loaned me money, but there was collateral. There was a mashkin. Of that mashkin, you lost the mashkin. Avdu moysech. You lose your money. So we have a major machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. If someone's malva la mashkin, and then the malva loses the mashkin, does it impact the loan? Does it not impact the loan? According to Rabbi Eliezer, swear, and as long as you swear, everything's going to be okay. According to Rabbi Akiva, even if you swear, it's not going to be okay. So we're pausing for a second in the middle of the braisa. What's the machloikis? What does it sound like between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? Poshit pshat. Rabbi Eliezer seems to treat the malva al hamashkin, the malva towards the mashkin, as a shoy mechina. A shoy mechina, Hutainas Nevad swears. Shamichin was part of Gneva Vaveda after his Shfuas Hashaimrim. As a result, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yishava Vita Moisa, swear. Rabbi Akiva seems to hold that a Malvala Mashkin is considered a Shem Mesacher towards the Mashkin. If he's a Shem Mesacher doesn't have the option to swear that something was stolen. He's Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda. And as a result, in this case, there's no yeshava. Yochel loymer like klum hil visani el ala mashkin avad amashkin of the moisach. So for sure, again, we hit the pause button. We're going to unpause in 1 second. The machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva over here is whether a malva al hamashkin, who's a shomer on the mashkin, is a shomer chinam. That seems to be shittas Rabbi Eliezer, or is a shomer sacher. That's shittas Rabbi Akiva. The brayson continues, and the brayson says, Ava hilvo elav zuz b'shtar. What would be if somebody loaned his friend elav zuz, and this document was chronicled in a shtar, meaning it wasn't stam halva. It was halva b'shtar, v'yinirchei mashkin aleihem. And on top of that, there was a mashkin. In that case, divri akol, everybody agrees, avad hamashkin avdu mois. Meaning the only time Rabbi Eliezer holds that the malva ala mashkin is considered a shoy mechinim and he has the option to swear and be potter and be able to collect his loan, that's only if there was no shtar. But to the extent that there was a shtar, so then for sure Rabbi Eliezer is going to be maskim to Rabbi Akiva, and he's going to hold, he doesn't have the option to swear, but rather, avad hamashkin of dumois. So what's the Gemara's sushtal? Lema masis and delik Rabbi Eliezer. It's poshit. And this brisa, we have to understand the brisa a little bit, we'll do that in 1 second, but in this brisa, this machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, whether Malva towards the Mashkin is a Shoyim Mechinam, whether he's a Shoyim Mezachar. Rabbi Eliezer holds he's a Shoyim Mechinam. Rabbi Akiva holds he's a Shoyim Mezachar. The Mishnah said he's a Shoyim Mezachar. So the Gemara says, oh, it's very good. The Mishnah's Rabbi Akiva, it's not Rabbi Eliezer. Lema Masizim, Vloik Rabbi Eliezer, which again is fine. But the Gemara wants to know, is that true? Are we learning up the Sugya properly? Is it a perfect Sushtal? Is our Mishnah the Lake Rabbi Eliezer? But before we go weiter, the Gemara is going to say, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara is going to be Doichel. So we're going to have to go into the weeds, really, of understanding the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva a little bit better. So let's do that. And really, where the understanding is necessitated, just for Pasha Pshat and the Gemara, is from the price itself. Because you see, although Rabbi Eliezer said that a Malval Amashkin is a Shoyim Mechinam, but he qualified. He said that's only true if there was no Shtar. To the extent there's a Shtar, all of a sudden it's a Shoyim Mezachar. Why would that make a difference? Who cares if there's a shtar, there's not a shtar? That chaps nafgiminism, whether you could say paraiti, shibut karkois, might have a mixas. Yeah, there are sugis where it plays a role, but why would it play a role in terms of whether me, the malva, who has the mashkin now, should be treated like a shay mechinam or should be treated like a shay mezach? So the way Rashi explains the Gemara here at the onset, and Ayin Beritva, who explains and brings out Shitas Rashi a lot better, is that the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara's initial understanding, I just want to emphasize in the Gemara's initial understanding, because on Pei Beis Amar Aleph, all the way on to Pei Beis Amar Beis, the Gemara is going to bring kama different understandings of what the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is. In fact, if you tally it up, there might even be five different mahalchim of what the machloikis is. But this is the initial understanding. This is the way you start the sugya, Ein Rashi Uveritva. So the way the Gemara understands the machloikis right now is that at the core of the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is, what is the mindset of a malva when a malva takes a mashkin? You lend somebody money, I want collateral. What is the malva thinking when he wants collateral? And there's really two ways to approach it. One way to approach it is, what he's thinking is, and I think this is the more simple pshat, that like this, I have money sitting in escrow somewhere. Meaning, in the event that you don't pay out, there's an understanding, there's an agreement, the lawyer is going to be able to release this mashkin. I don't have to go sue you, I already have it filed, and azoy, if I ever need to come on to it, this is something that I'm going to be able to do. Meaning the tachlis and the purpose of the mashkin is, it's the guvayna. I want to be goiva, and like this, it's already a marushus. It's going to be much easier for me to foreclose on you if I already have your mashkin, your inyan in my rishus. Another way to look at it is that that's not my intent. I don't think that I'm going to collect from this mashkin. But what I want is, I want something to prove. Rashi's lashon is lezikaron. I want something that will be a raya that this loan actually happened. Because in the world of bavas, you see very often there's he said and he said. You owe me money. I don't know what you're talking about. I never saw you. So this person said, you know something? Let me iron this out right at the onset. I'm going to take a mashkin and say, really, I never loaned you money? Then explain to me, please, why I'm driving your car, right? So obviously something happened over here. So the tachlis and the purpose of the mashkin is the karmel. So there's really two ways to look at it. So zok Rashi, that you want to know what's licked at the kshayrish of the machleks Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva held that when a person gives someone money and he says, I want a mashkin, his thought process is that what I'm going to get from this mashkin is guvayna. If that's the case, there's a hana that the malva has by holding this mashkin, because in his mind, this big risk of how am I ever going to collect my loan is tremendously mitigated by virtue of the fact that he's holding on to a mashkin. That hana makes him not a regular shayma, but a shayma sacher, because that's what a shayma sacher is. He has some benefit from watching. Yeah, this is like mamish, the piroyan is already in my safe. And as a result, he feels very good about it. That makes him into a shayma sacher. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds that the tachlis is lezikaron ba'alma. It's not l'gavayna. Now, even though me holding your mashkin lezikaron ba'alma gives me anah, no, it's epis vasa hanah, but it's not enough hanah to make me into a shayma sacher, and that's what's going on. So Rashi, that's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer in the Sefer. Rabbi Eliezer says that a viful is a shtar. So there, even Rabbi Eliezer's moed is a shayim asach. You know why? Because if the whole purpose of me having this mashkin was lezikaron ba'alma, I don't need a zikaron ba'alma. Here I have a piece of paper, I have a set of documents that proves that this loan actually happened. So over there it's muchach, that why did he take the mashkin? He took a luguvayna. Oh, you took a luguvayna? So hadadina, like Rabbi Akiva, and it's for that reason you can have a din of a shayim asachar. So what's at the core of the machloik is, that's what it is. But the bottom line is, our Mishnah said, stumma, hevo ala mashkin, have a din of a shayim asachar. That sheet is Rabbi Akiva, coin trouble, yes. Yeah, it was a shtar. But the pashtus is not that way. So says the Gemara, lema masnisin, the loik Rabbi Eliezer, says, not muchach, it could be our Mishnah is going even coin trouble, yes. Oy Kasha. And it's not Shver that the Mishnah calls him a Shay Mesocha, whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds that he's a Shay Mechinam, because Kansha Mishkan Bishas Halva Asoy. When does Rabbi Eliezer hold that a Malvala Mashkin is considered a Shoy Mechinon? That's when he took the Mashkin at the time of the Halva, because it's then and only then that we invoke the Svar of Rabbi Eliezer. All he took it for was Lizikar and Ba'alma, and that's not enough to make you into a Shoy Mesachar. If, however, you took the Mashkin after the Halva, when you take the mashkin, it's mistaber that you're taking it leguvayna. Meaning, if you want the mashkin lezikaron, then you would have taken it at the time that you loaned them the money. You're taking it a few months later, it sounds like now you've been goyfa. And over there, even in Rabbi Eliezer's world, we view it as leguvayna b'alma, you can have a din of a shay mesachar. In other words, our Mishnah is talking about where you took it when? You took it shaloi b'shas alva. But the Gemara says that I hear the chilek, svara I can accept. Obeba idi v'idi hilvo ala mashkin. Our Mishnah and the Braisa, the Lashonis are the same, right? The Lashonis are Hamal v'ala Mashkin, and the words Hamal v'ala Mashkin sounds like the Halva itself took place when there was a Mashkin. In other words, the Mishnah that says Halva v'ala Mashkin, that's the Edi v'Edi part, right? Which Edi do we need? We need the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Halva v'ala Mashkin, it sounds like the Etzem Halva was v'ala Mashkin, and Afal Pikein, it says Shoy Mesachar. So if that's the case, Lachuritz, like Rabbi Eliezer, where it says Eloi Kash, have another Eitzah. Could be Kanshel Vo Mois, Kanshel Vo Pears. Maybe. When is it that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Malva ala Mashkin is considered a Shem Yechinam? That's if you lend money. If, however, you lend Peiris, there even Rabbi Eliezer is going to be Moedi Yabedin of a Shem Yisachar. What's the difference? So the Rishonim explained that the difference is that money doesn't go bad. Peiris go bad. And because Peiris go bad, if you lend somebody Peiris, although the Malva is the one that's doing the Chesed, Kesef Talvesami, but at the same time, you're also benefiting. You know why you're benefiting? Because you have all these payers. You're going to have to eat them now. Like, what are you supposed to do? Right? That's why they used to be paid the Maisa Sheni. Because what are you supposed to do with all your payers? So what you'll do is you'll be paid it, quote unquote. You lend it to somebody, and this person will give you back payers at a later date. When you need them, it'll be fresher payers. So you're actually benefiting from it. That hana that the malva gets makes him a shay mesacher on the mashk. And could be over there, Rabbi Eliezer's Maita. So it's true, Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that a Malva ala Mashkin is a Shoy Mechinim on the Mashkin. And the Mishnah says, you're a Shoy Mesachar, but like Kasha, Kansha Volmois, that's what Rabbi Eliezer's talking about. The Mishnah's talking about where you loan payers. What's the problem? It's a great Svara, but the Mishnah already said the Svara. But Midik Tani Seifa, the next Shita in the Mishnah is that Shita. What did it say? Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudam says, Volmois, Shoy Mechinim, Volpeiros, Shoy Mesachar, Chaldal Tanakam, Loi Shani Le. You see clearly that Shita in the Mishnah, but it's the next opinion. It's Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, I agree. The only time you're Shoy Mesachar is if you loan payers, based on the Svara that we just said. Good, but the Tanakam doesn't hold that way. So you see, the Tanakam, Sha'alzeh anudon in holds that you're always a Shoy Mesachar, even if it's moist, which knocks out this teretz. But the Gemara says, no, it's not muchach, there's two shitas in the Mishnah. Maybe it's only one shita in the Mishnah. Kula Rabbi Yehuda, could be the whole Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda. V'chasurei michsira v'hachik tani. This is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Havo ala mashkoin Shoy Mesachar. If somebody lends money ala mashkoin Shoy Mesachar, right? That's what the Mishnah said. Ba'med var mamurim. Here's the chasurei michsira. She'alvo peiros. If you loaned them peiros. Because lending peiros, you have anah that you're getting the peiros out of your rishos, and you'll get fresh peiros at some future date. That makes you a Shoy Mesachar. But if you lend money, you're a Shay Mechinam. She, not vir. She, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer. Havol Mois, Shay Mechinam. Havol Peiros, Shay Mesach. In other words, it could be when the Mishnah says that if somebody lends money, Alamashkin, he has a din of a Shay Mesach, it's Dafke Peiros. Isn't that the next Shita? No, it's all one Shita. So really, what is the Shita of the Mishnah then? This is important to meditate on for 1 second as a segue to the next part of the Daf. What is then the Shita of the Mishnah? The sheet of the Mishnah is that if someone's Mal Bala Mashkin, he has a din of Shemechina, right? That's really his halacha. Vol Mois, you're Shemechina. If it was Peiros, you're a Shemesach. So the Gemara says, Ihochi Ebazoi, Kamalo Masis, like Rabbi Akiva. That means you have a Mefurish Mishnah, like who? Like Rabbi Eliezer. Could that be? Meaning, just to clarify this point, that's why we spoke with that at the beginning of the daf, because it was so going to come to life right now in Pshat and the Gemara. Leme Masnis and the late Rabbi Eliezer we can live with. But Leme Masnis and the late Rabbi Akiva, you can't live with. That's unacceptable, it's untenable, it is something that's misnagged Klali Hashas. Can't have a Mishnah, the late Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the Chstam Mishnah. The Kulu Alibid Rabbi Akiva is the Hilgarashi right here. So if that's the case, that's not acceptable. So you want to Drey Arroyos and make an Akimta so the Mishnah Kitchenim, even with Rabbi Eliezer, Yo, Mishnish will work with you. But if your Eitzah is that cooler of Yehudi, and the Shita of the Mishnah is without a Kimtis, Hilvo Mois, you have a din of a Shai Mechinam, that is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, that's not Rabbi Akiva's Shita, that we can't live with. Ad Kidei Kach, Ela Machmat, and Asisim like Rabbi Eliezer. So clear. Meaning, if there's a Shaila of Masis and the like Rabbi Eliezer, or Masis and the like Rabbi Akiva, if that's the face off over here, there's only one way to resolve it. It's Masnis and the like Rabbi Eliezer. And it's muchach that way. Because if you're going to kvetch in the Mishnah with Rabbi Eliezer, the only way you'll be able to do it is by making the Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva. That's not an option. That's not even on the negotiating table. Muzayin that the Mishnah is taka the like Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, so we mentioned this machloikas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Why did we mention it? Eimah masisim the like Rabbi Eliezer. We even had an initial explanation of what the machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is. The Gemara now is going to do a deeper dive into understanding what is the svar of the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. So again, the way we explained it, which is the way Rashi explains it. Incidentally, if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Amud Beis, Rashi over there explained the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva completely differently per one of the other mahalchim that the Gemara is going to mention right now. But the bottom line is that what was the Gemara's initial understanding of the machloikis? They're arguing whether or not a person that lends money and he takes a mashkin, is the tayelus of the mashkin b'ikroi liguvayna, or is it lizikarim ba'am? If it's liguvayna, he has anof from it. There's like a gvia that took place already. That anof is anof chshuva, and it renders him a shoy mezacher. If it's lizikarim ba'am or not, and the Gemara said it would chap nafkeminus. First of all, Rabbi Eliezer himself said that if there was a shtar, there would be a nafkemina. Could be if it was shaloi b'shas halva, it would be a nafkemina. So the Gemara already suggested that being, if that is pshad in Rabbi Eliezer, the only reason he's a shoy mechinam is because we assume it's a zikarim ba'am. Where it's a shtar, then obviously it's not a zikarim ba'am because he has a zikarim. If he took it shaloi b'shas halva, also it's obviously not a zikarim. So there are nafkeminas, as we'll see, depending on how you understand the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva. That is the Gemara's initial understanding. Either way, the Gemara now is going to suggest some other possibilities. Lema, can we suggest b'deloy shavi mashkin shir zuzi? That maybe the whole machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva was when the mashkin was worth a lot less than the underlying loan. Ube de shmul kamifliki, and the machlokes is related to something Shmuel said. Shmuel said, "Hey man, the isvi alvus suze lechaver." He said a very big chiddush. He said, "If somebody lends his friend $1,000, va'anach lekata de maglo ilavay, and the mashkin was the handle of a magal, of one of these farming tools, of that kata de maglo, if the malva loses the kata de maglo of the alfa suze, he loses all his money." Says the Gemara, maybe the whole machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is in azasort mashkin, where the mashkin's worth much less than the underlying loan. And they're arguing in Shmuel's halacha. Shmuel said this grace of chiddush, that in that case, if the malva loses the mashkin, he loses the entire loan. Va'alzeh donu Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Akiva. That says, Rabbi Akiva held like Shmuel. He held that even though the mashkin's worth much less than the loan, you lose the mashkin, you lose the loan. If that's the case, even such a mashkin is considered leguvayna. The haraya, if you lose it, you're out. And it's therefore, even in such a case, you're going to have a din of a shay mesach per the svar that we spoke at earlier. Rabbi Eliezer holds that be'etzim, if the loan is dollar for dollar, I agree with you that we would assume the mashkin is leguvayna, and it's for that reason the malva will be considered a shay mesach. But when it's much less money, there's no such halacha that if you lose it, so what's the purpose of me having the handle of your farming tool? Lizikar ma'am, and that's why I have a din of a shay mechinam. But enochinami, so what's the knach in this lema? It's a knach. Meaning, the yisoid of the machloikis is, do we treat the mashkin as leguvayna, do we treat it as zikar? But if it's dollar for dollar, in this lema, there's not going to be a shayla. The shayla is going to be where it's worth much less. But the Gemara says, it's not muchach. It could be, even the loy shavi mashkin shir zuzi, the kuli yama leslu the shmul. Shmul is such a big chiddish, little aleph there, by leslu the shmul. Right, it could be nobody holds like shmul, right? Everybody holds not like shmul. Nobody holds like Shmuel, right? It's the same thing. V'hacha. So what then were they arguing about? But the Shavi Shir Zuzi. No, they're arguing where it was dollar for dollar. Okay, what's the machloikis? The Gemara is going to suggest another idea. V'kamiflik, the Rabbi Yitzchak. Could be the machloikis is Rabbi Yitzchak Salach. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, right? Every single time you have a sugi related to a mashkin, the Gemara gives a shout out to Rabbi Yitzchak. So what was Rabbi Yitzchak Salach? I mean, now the Baal Chayv is a koina mashkin. How do you know that a Baal Chayv is koina mashkin? Yitzchak has a chiddush in Shas that a malva that has a mashkin has a kinyan in the mashkin. It actually belongs to him as balabus of the mashkin. How did he know it? Shenemar, because the pasuk says ulecha tiet staka lefnei Hashem lekach. The context over there is that the Torah really micro governs the laws of mashkin. So if somebody takes a mashkin from somebody, You can't just have it forever. You have to give it back during certain times. And the Torah says that if the Malva is going to give the Mashkin back and he's going to follow the laws of the Torah, l'chati it's taka. It's going to be considered a very, very righteous deed. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak held an inner koina Mashkin. If the Malva is not koina the Mashkin, it's taka minole. Then why is it treated as taka? You have to give it back. Elamai, it's mukach mikan. The Balchayv is koina Mashkin. Right? This was Rabbi Yitzchak's great sechidish. That you see from here that the Balchayv is koina Mashkin. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, and this is way Rashi explains the Gemara, Bekitzur l'shoinoi, that maybe the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is where the Balchayv is koina Mashkin, the Balchayv is not koina Mashkin. Rabbi Akiva holds Balchayv is koina Mashkin. Because Rabbi Akiva holds Balchayv is koina Mashkin, that's why it's chayiv in the event that it gets lost. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds Balchayv is not koina Mashkin. If it's not koina Mashkin, all I am is a shomer. No one's paying me, I'm a shomer chinam. And it's for that reason I'm going to be potter from Aveda. So Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold like Rabbi Yitzchak. All I am is a shomer. Last I checked, no one's paying me. As a result, I'm a shomer chinam. So I'm potter from Aveda. Rabbi Akiva, however, holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm koina. If I'm koina, so I'm chayiv. I'm responsible if it gets lost because it's my thing that got lost. And that's why you treat it like a shomer sach. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. In fact, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi even adds one knitch. Rashi says that if Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yitzchak, that the yisoid of why you're chayiv in Aveda is because you're koina, now that you can be chayiv in Aveda, you can be chayiv in Oitzin as well. Because if it's mine, I'm chayiv in Oitzin. Freaking all the Rishonim, I can't even read Rashi's pshat in the sugya. Because number one, the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva was Hamaves Chaveri Al Amashkin Va'ovad Amashkin. So it sounds like they're arguing where there was an Aveda. It doesn't sound like they're arguing when there was an Oinus. So the Rishonim said you could be Matcha, like the Gemara says sometimes, right? My Aveda Shetovis Finosavaya, right? It could always be that it was an Aveda Ba'oinus. But there's a bigger problem. The bigger problem is the first part of the Gemara was Lema Masis and the Lake Rabbi Eliezer. Who then is the Tara of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. And what did the Mishnah say? Hovo Al Amashkin. It's a Mefurash HaMesachar, which means, so how could you learn, ask all the Rishonim on Rashi, that when the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yitzchak, it means, L'schayiv Bo'insin. The Mishnah says, Shai Mesachar, and we already established that the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. I am Rishonim for a little bit of a different shot, but the Gemara says, V'tizbar, it's not Muchach, that's what's going on here anyways. Because Eima, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, and the reason is based on a fundamental understanding of Shitas Rabbi Yitzchak. How so? When did Rabbi Yitzchak say his halacha that what? That Balchayv is in a mashkin. That's the mishkin of Shaloi B'Shas Halvasa. That's when you receive the mashkin Shaloi B'Shas Halva. Avol mishkin of B'Shas Halvasa. But if you receive the mashkin B'Shas Halva, Miyama, did he ever say it? Now mecha teisi. Why is there a svar in the world to be mechalik? So Rashi said it's really based on the Gzeres HaKasav. Rashi's lashon is the hakra b'mashkinay al yedei shliach bezin k'siv. Because the pasuk is talking about where the mashkin came about, al yedei shliach bezin. The chsiv le'il minei v'chutz tamoid u'makmina lo l'kamon b'shliach bezin. And being that it happened b'shliach bezin, so it must have happened after the loan already took place. And if that's the case, maybe that's the only time Rabbi Yitzchak said his halacha. And if that's the case, being that we're talking about where the mashkin happened when, b'shas alva, how do you know what happened b'shas alva? We already established that earlier in the sugya, huvo ala mashkin, so that can't be what's going on over here. Ella, so the Gemara says, you're right. Mishkin oish loy b'shas alva, so kuli alma islu d'Rabbi Yitzchak. Loy, I'll tell you, if the mashkin happened, shaloy b'shas alva, maybe everybody else like Rabbi Yitzchak. Right, Rabbi Yitzchak's halach is mentioned throughout Shas. Why would you want anyone not told like Rabbi Yitzchak? Right, when the Gemara brought Shmuel, the Gemara said, the kuli alma leslu the Shmuel. When it comes to Rabbi Yitzchak, the kuli alma islu the Rabbi Yitzchak. Everybody holds like this shit is Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, so what's the machloikis? Says the Gemara, I have another suggestion. V'hacha. The mashkinoy b'shas halvasa, with the mashkin at b'shas halva, right? That's the lashon. Havo ala mashkin u'b'shlim raveda kamiflugi. So this is another machloikis that you can't go too many daffin with, out it appearing, and that is maybe the machloikis is regarding the law of a shomer aveda. What's the shail of a shomer aveda? The itmam galerin shomer aveda. Rabba mashkin shomer chinam. Rabbi Yosef from a shomer zocher. Rabba holds that if somebody finds an aveda and he's watching, he has a din of a shomer chinam. Rabbi Yosef holds he has a din of a shomer zocher. We have to explain it. What's the hesmer machloikis? Rabba holds it's a shomer chinam. Nobody's paying me now. Shemaim they're gonna pay me. Mrs. Lavla Hanesin, that's not considered tzchah. Rabbi Yosef holds he have a din of a shomer zocher. The reason he have a din of a shomer zocher is the komisanya bepruta the Rabbi Yosef. That's why it's called Pruta Rabbi Yosef, because it's Shittas Rabbi Yosef. What's that Hano? What's that Pruta that you're getting? Because what happens if while you're being involved in this Aveda, an Arman's going to knock on your door, and he's going to ask you for money, you're not going to have to give it to him. That Hano that you had, that you don't have to give, Rifta La'anya, so that makes you into a Shnoimir Sacher. Either way, what do you see from here? You see that there's a Machloitis, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, whether we treat a Shomer Aveda as a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar based on the fact that there is some Hana that this Shomer Aveda has because he's going to save the Tztaka Geld that he would have to give the Arama. But what does Rabbah hold? Why does Rabbah not hold the Pruta de Rabbi Yosef? Because he holds Pruta de Rabbi Yosef like Shchicha, right? He holds it's not Shchicha. So there's a machlokes over here. Do we reckon with this Pruta de Rabbi Yosef? Or do we not reckon with this Pruta de Rabbi Yosef? Says the Gemara, I think you could shtel tzu this machlokes to our machlokes over here. Why? Because when somebody lends somebody money, he's also doing a mitzvah. And being that he's also doing a mitzvah, if an Arman would come to him at the time of the loan, he would also be potter from Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. So if Pruta de Rabbi Yosef is enough to make you into a Shomer Sachar, Rabbi Yosef Shita by a Shomer Aveda. So based on that, a Malval HaMashkin would also be considered a Shomer Sachar. If, however, Pruta de Rabbi Yosef is not enough to make you into a Shomer Sachar, then a Malval HaMashkin won't be enough to make you into a Shomer Sachar, but make you into a Shomer Chinam. So what's the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Eliezer holds he has a din of a Shomer Chinam, he holds like Rabbi. And Rabbi Akiva holds he has a din of a Shomer Sachar, he holds like Rabbi Yosef. Now, incidentally, there's a machloikis Rishonim. What's the mitzvah when it comes to Malval HaMashkin? Right? Shomer Aveda, the mitzvah is Hashavas Aveda. What's the mitzvah, the Malval HaMashkin? Some Rishonim say, Kesef Tal Vazami. It's the actual Hava. Other Rishonim say, that doesn't mean that. What it means is, the fact that you're going to take care of the Mashkin that belongs to the Leiva. And being that you're taking care now of the Mashkin that belongs to the Leiva, that in and of itself is considered a mitzvah, and that's enough to make you into a Shomer Sachar. The Ritva brings a kasha, which is a Meridig kasha. He says, if that's the case, why is every Shomer Chinam not a Shomer Sachar? Because every Shomer is taking care of Yenim Zach, and he's a Shomer Chinam, he's not a Shomer Sachar. Meaning, he's saying that really a Shomer Malval HaMashkin is a Shomer Chinam. But we're going to upgrade him into a Shomer Sachar because he's taking care of the Mashkin. So isn't that what every Shomer Chinam is doing? Shomer Chinam is doing a good deed, right? He's also doing a mitzvah. And he's going to have to take care of the item. There's laws of Shomerim. You have to. So every Shomer Chinam should be a Shomer Sachar. So we should bang this out over here in the sugya. But the bottom line is, it's Nez de Gemara, that there's some Pruta de Rav Yosef that Spil Sechois over here as it relates to a Malval HaMashkin. So the Gemara says, as a suggestion, that maybe this is the Machloikis over here. Maybe the Machloikis is the machloik is Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. So the machloik is Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, after all these years, is really machloik is Tanam. Not just any Tanam. Machloik is Rabbi Eliezer, the greatest of all Tanam. Right? Rabbi Eliezer is on one side of the Kaf Mazayim, and Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Akiva. This is all Dava B'Itay right now. So the Gemara says, Lema de Rabbi Yosef Tanoy, could we say that? That's what's going on over here? The Gemara says, Shomer Aveda Kuli Yama Yisrael de Rabbi Yosef. Could be as relates to Shomer Aveda. Everybody holds like Rabbi Yosef. Pruta de Rabbi Yosef, Shchicha v'Shchicha. And it could be everybody holds, that's enough to make the Shomer Aveda into a Shomer Sachar v'Hacha. So what's going on over here? The Malva Tzorich L'Mashkin K'mifkin. The Machloikis was in a very specific case where the Malva needed the Mashkin. Rashi says, Tap Rashi, L'Shtamish, but the Malva wanted to use the Mashkin. V'Livsoik Olav Li'ayis Poiches Menachoy V'Hoylich. Right, the Mashkanta, the Surah. So I'm going to use the Mashkin, the Malva says. I ribbis? No, it won't be ribbis because we're going to reduce a certain dollar amount from the loan every single year. It amortizes, and based on that, this is something that's going to be okay. But we're talking about a specific situation within the world of Malva L'Mashkin, where the Malva, the Lashon of the Gemara is very strong. Tzorich L'Mashkin. He's not just going to use it, he needs to use it. And it's there that we have the Machlokes. What's the Machlokes? Mar Shavar Mitzvah Ka'avit. Rabbi Akiva holds, you did a mitzvah. And being that you did a mitzvah, Shehovo, because you loaned him the money, the Havashay Mesacha, yeah, Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. Umar Sava, Rabbi Eliezer holds Lav Mitzvah Kovet. This is like a Shitas Beishamai. He says, no, this is not considered a mitzvah. Right? Beishamai wants Teichi Kibara, etc., etc. Beishamai says, this is not such a mitzvah. Shel Anosa Mischavin, as a Kotzkevart. He says, come on, you're doing a mitzvah. You're doing this for your Ano when you walk into Beis Medrash with the Shina Esrig. What's really going through your mind, right? Priates Hodder, or I have the nicest Esrig in the room, right? That was the Kotzkevart Kido. But either way, he said, Lav Mitzvah Ka'ovit, Shel Anosa Mischavin. You did this, Lishtamish boy. The Havish Shay Mechinim, it's not enough to make you into a Shay Mesacha. You're going to have a din of a Shay Mechinim. There's so much in all these Gemaras that we just learned. But just to make a sukkum, so we had a machlokes tiber Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, whether a malval mashkin, you're watching the mashkin, are you treated like a shay mechinam or are you treated like a shay mesach? Rabbi Eliezer's shita is shay mechinam. It's a mafurish sugya. It's a braisa. Rabbi Akiva says you have a din of a shay mesach. What's the svaras of machlokes? So if you make a little bit of a sukkum, we had a whole bunch of different options, right? One option, the tchilas asuya was they're arguing whether when a person takes a mashkin, is the mindset of this mashkin that I'm taking that it's Leguvaina, or is the mindset that what I'm taking here is not Leguvaina, but rather it's Lizzie Karnbaum? And the Gemara suggests maybe they're arguing Shmuel's halach, meaning if it's Shabbat b'Shabbat, for sure Leguvaina. But where it's worth much less, there's a Shita Shmuel that Avad Amashkin, Avdu Ma'isa, so it could be that's the machlokes. In that case, do we view it as Leguvaina, do we not view it as Leguvaina? The Gemara said maybe they're arguing Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. Bikanch Bal Choyv, that's Koyna Mashkin. That's like a very, very big statement that permeates all the sugyas of Mashkin. Maybe that's the machloikis that's going on over here. Mara said, maybe the machloikis is the machloikis Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. If Shomer Aveda has a din of a Shomer Chirmi, has a din of a Shomer Zacha. Alternatively, the Gemara said that maybe the machloikis is not whether Be'etzem Chayish Vepruta de Rabbi Yosef. Maybe everybody holds like Rabbi Yosef. They want to know with a person loaned money, he's doing a mitzvah, but he's doing it lahanasai. Mitzvah kavit or no? Kivon de lahanasai mischavin. That's not considered a mitzvah as a kotzkevart. Either way, abashal oyim butal adam lahaskim mashkoinoi shal ani liyos poiches vaylach. So this is a person that has a mashkin. He got it from another man. He wants to now rent out this mashkin that he has, and he's going to use the money to reduce the value of the loan. Sounds like a zenena of a zenena, right? Sounds like something that maybe you should be able to do. Abishol said you could do it. Amr Avchana Barami, Amr Shmuel, Alocha ka Abishol. So the great Shmuel, Ilchasa, Kishmuel Bedini, he said the Alocha is like Abishol. Ta'af Abishol, Oyama. And then he added, he said that even Abishol, when he said this Alocha, he only said it b'mara, u'pesel v'kardim. So these are all farming tools. A mara is a hoe, a pesel and a kardim, hackers. Hoyo v'nothish igrayu. And the reason is, because these things, if you lease them out, so it's karvel aschai, you can get a lot of money, v'zuter pichsayu. But also, they don't depreciate so much. So it's karvel aschar, it's rachak min hafsid. In this case, it's a win-win. Meaning, if you're going to lease it out, and you're going to get a few zlotas for it, so we don't want you to do it. Or if you're going to lease it out, and then you're going to find out the thing broke, and the price of fixing it, the maintenance is going to be so expensive, then you also don't do it. If it's karvel aschar, it's in that case that Abishol said is halacha. Abishol, this is going to be okay. Zokta Mishnah Vayter. More halachos related to Shomer. Again, we're in this digression that seems to recur a lot, talking about the halachos of the Shomer. So somebody was hired to transport a barrel from one place to another. The Shavra, and it broke. Bein Shomer Chinam, whether he's doing it for free. He's getting paid. Yishava, taloch is, he should swear that he wasn't Pesheya. If he swears that he wasn't Pesheya, he's going to be potter from the fact that the barrel broke. Rabbi Lozer Oimer, that's the right Gersa. Rabbi Lozer says, Zeveze Yishava. They both have to swear, meaning, Saida Shamechina, Saida Shamechina, which is exactly what the Tanakhama said. However, he added to that, Vitamiya, Aniyam Yichayim Zeveze Yishava. So it's like very, very saucy. Tanakhama says, Hamavr chavis mimakim lamakim v'shavar. It doesn't matter if you're Shem Mechinim, you're Shem Mesachar. Swear. Rabbi Lozer says, I agree. Zevezei yishavar. However, it's a vunda to me. Im yucholim zevezel yishavar. And by the way, it sounds like the vundashaft over here of Rabbi Lozer is not on whether, not on Shem Mechinim or Shem Mesachar. It's both. It's tamia aniyim yucholim zeh. Vizel Yishava, as is going to play itself out in the Gemara. Either way, the Mishnah saw something. The Gemara is going to start with a Braisa that's going to be a little wordier, a little bit more expressive than it was the Mishnah. And we'll see, in fact, in the Braisa, a third opinion. Assuming it's two opinions in the Mishnah, we're going to see a third opinion in the Braisa, and then we're going to see two Hezberim in what the machloikis of these three shitas are, and then we'll be done. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, somebody was transporting, he was moving a chavis for his friend from one place to another, v'shavro, and it broke. Bein shoy mechinam, bein shoy mesachar, yishava ediv rameh. Doesn't matter if you're a shoy mechinam, if you're a shoy mesachar, you swear, that is the shita of rameh. It was the shita of the Tanakhama, of the Stam Mishnah, it's shita's rameh. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, this shita we don't have in the Mishnah, shoy mechinam yishava, a shoy mechinam swears, nois sesachar yishalim. Whereas if this person's getting paid, then he's going to have to pay. He can't swear that he wasn't Pesheya. He's responsible for what happened. Rabbi Eliezer holds Zevezei Yishava, that the halach is like Rameyer, that they swear. However, Vitamiya Aniyim Yechoyim Zevezei Yishava. But it's a wunder to me, it's a chiddush to me that that should be the halach. So he agrees with Rabbi Meir's halacha, but he throws a knetch. He says, but I don't understand. So the bottom line is that We have three shittas, which are really two. Rameyah says, Hamavir chavas mimakim lomakim v'shavro, bein shem mechina, bein shem mesachar yishava. Rabbi Yehuda says, shem mechina yishava, shem mesachar yishalim. Rabbi Loza says, the halach is like Rameyah, but I gotta don't understand. Tamiya ani, it doesn't make any sense to me, im yuchaylim zeh, vizeh, lishav. So before we start the Gemara's analysis, which is the next words of the Gemara, if we were going to try to figure out on our own, what is the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? So Rav Meir says that Hamavir chavas mimakim lemakim v'shavra, it doesn't matter if you're a shoy mechinam or you're a shoy mesachar, yishav. So a shoy mechinam, we know, is chayev and pshia, but he's potter from Geneva Vaveda, he's certainly potter from an oinus. Now, what happens if Shem Mechino says Gnei Vaveda? What happens if he says oinus? He has to swear. But the point is, if he swears, Yishava, he's going to be potter. A Shem Mesachar is Chayev if he's Pesheya, but he's also Chayev b'Gnei Vaveda. He's only potter b'oinus. What does a Shem Mesachar have to do if he says that an oinus happened? He has to swear. But we also know, and this is important to just understanding Gemara, that really, was licked at the core of the difference between Hashem Mechinam and Hashem Mesach, that Hashem Mechinam is potter for Gnei Vaveda, and Hashem is chayiv, and Hashem Mesach is chayiv in Gnei Vaveda, is what level of Shmira the Hashem Mechinam accepted upon himself when he said, yes, I'll watch your chayfetz, and what level of Shmira the Hashem Mesach accepted upon himself when he said, I'll watch your chayfetz. Hashem Mechinam accepts less Shmira. The sugis of Bava Kamma, Hashem Mechinam's responsibility is to do a Shmira Pchusa. He took upon himself to watch it a little bit. Okay, I won't be Pesheya. That's watching it a little bit. I have to watch it so much that it won't get stolen, it won't get lost. I never took upon that level of responsibility. Hashem Mesachar, when he takes upon himself the responsibility for Shmira, he's not only taking upon himself responsibility to do a Shmira Pchusa, he's taking upon himself responsibility to do a Shmira Me'ula. And therefore, it's not enough, oh, I watched it in the sense that I wasn't Pesheya. No, you have to watch it that it shouldn't be Gnevi, it shouldn't be Aved. So if this Gnevi Aved, the Hashem Mechinam didn't violate his Chiyuv Shmira, because all he needed to do was a Shmir Pchus, he did a Shmir Pchus, as long as it wasn't Pesheya, that's called a Shmir Pchus. Ah, he could have watched it better. It's true he could have, but he wasn't responsible. Pay me next time and I'll do it. Hashem Mesach is getting paid, and by he anah, he's Mekabel on himself, aggressor Chiyuv Shmira, and therefore, he's Chayiv, even for Gnevi Aved. So really, throughout Shas, Hashem Mechinam is part of Gnevi Aved, albeit with a shvua, and Hashem Mesach is chayiv in Gnevi Aveda. But we know the deeper understanding is that Hashem Mechinam only has to do a shmira p'chusa, as opposed to Hashem Mesach has to do a shmirul. So with that introduction, if someone's maver chavis mimakim lamakim, and now the chavis breaks, the Meir holds, it doesn't matter if you're Hashem Mechinam, or if you're Hashem Mesachar, yishava and you're going to be pata. The side of Shitas Rameir, this is the way Rashi explains it, right? Betchilas HaSugya, Rashi says it already in the Mishnah, is that he treats the fact that the Chav is broke as an oinus. If it's an oinus, so Hashem Mechinam is potter b'oinsin, and Hashem Mesachar is also potter b'oinsin, albeit b'shvua, and that's why the Mishnah says Yishava, and everything is going to be okay. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, who says that I agree the Shem Mechinam swears, but the Shem Mesachar is going to pay, it's because he doesn't treat Hamavir Chavis Mimakim Lamakim Veshavra as an oinus. You know what he treats it like? He treats it like Gneva Aveda. He treats it like that middle role. Now, to be clear, it's not Gneva and it's not Aveda. But he treats it as something that had you done a Shmira Ma'ula, then nothing would have happened. As a result, a Shem Mechinam, who doesn't have to do a Shmir Ma'ula, sees Pater where it's Nishba. And that's why Yishava. A Shem Mesach, who has to do a Shmir Ma'ula, so just like he's Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda, because had you done a Shmir Ma'ula, it wouldn't have been stolen, it wouldn't have been lost, so too he's going to be Chayiv by a Maver Chavis Mimakal Amakam and Nishbara, because at the end of the day, had you done a better Shmira, nothing would have happened. So what's really the Machloikas between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, Lachura, Oysavenik? The Machloikas is, Hamaver Chavis Mimakal Amakam Vishavra. Is that an oinus, or is that more like Gneva Aveda? Where does it fall in? Had I done a Shmir Ma'ula, could it have been prevented, or could it have not been prevented? Rav Meir holds it's an oinus. Even a Shmir Ma'ula wouldn't have prevented it. If that's the case, it's like a Shem Mesachar, who time is oinus, so even a Shem Mesachar, Yishav is going to be potter. Rav Yehuda says that's like Gneva Aveda. If you walk into Bez and you say you're broke, you just implicated yourself. You're going to be responsible. What do you mean, Shvua? Shvua is for oinsin. This is not an oinus. That's what's going on in the Machis. So the Gemara says like this. So one thing for sure says the Gemara, from the fact that Rav Meir says that Sayyid HaShem Mechina And even the Shem Mesachar, what's the halacha? You're going to be potter. For sure he holds that Niskel's not Peshaya. So what's the sugya of Niskel Peshaya? So that's a sugya in Perek HaMiniach, where if somebody was carrying something and he tripped and something broke, then all of a sudden damage takes place. So Rameya Shita, and that sugya is that when somebody falls, Niskel is not considered, so it's machlokes over there, whether Niskel is considered Peshaya or Niskel is not considered Peshaya. The Gemara thinks that Amar Rechavis B'Mokim L'Mokim should really be totally Niskel Peshaya, Niskel HaPeshaya. I mean, a guy was transferring something and it fell. A guy was walking and he fell. It sounds like it's really, it's the same shayla. And if Rameir holds that a Shem Mechinim can swear that I wasn't Peshaya, even a Shem Mesachah could swear, and the halacha is that they're going to be potter, so obviously Niskel's not Peshaya. Right, just speak it out a little bit better. Because if Niska would be Peshaya, then this whole conversation is dead on arrival. The fact that you were Niska, by definition, that's what happened over here. Right, you're going to swear you weren't Peshaya. Okay, then had a break. It just fell. I fell. Okay, then you were a Niskel. And if Niskel's Peshaya, then you're anyways going to be Chai. So it's obvious then that Rameir must hold Niskel out Peshaya. But the Gemara says, how could you say that? Rameir Shita in Bava Kam is just the opposite. Tanya, we're going to the price of Nishbar Kadoi, but like Silka. If somebody was walking, his Kad fell, broke, and he didn't clean it up. Or Nafla, Gemala V'lei Hamido, was somebody who's walking with his camel, the camel fell on the floor, and he didn't pick it up. Rameh says, any damages that occur. The Chachamim, Oymer, Patim Adini Adam, V'chai V'dini Shemayim. The Chachamim, Snei, you're a grommel. You're Patim Adini Adam, V'chai V'dini Shemayim. V'chaimelon, and if you go through the sugya over there in Parakami Niach, a hard sugya, what emerges is the Niskel Peshaya, Pligi, the Machlokes is Niskel Peshaya. The Rameh holds Niskel Peshaya, and the Chachamim hold Niskel Peshaya. So what's the kasha? If Rameh holds Niskel Peshaya, then Hamav Rechavis Mimokal Mokal Veshavra is a Niskal. He should be chayv anyways. Say the Shem Mechinam and certainly the Shem Mesach should both be chayv. Am Rabbalazah said Tavra Mishneshana Zu Loy Shana Zu. Yatzei Anachanami. It's a steer in Shitas Rameir. There were two different opinions what Rameir Shita was in Bava Kama. The Amiram that was saying over all those halachas, they had a Masor that Rameir Shita was Niskal Peshaya, and our sugi Rameir Shita is Niskal Lav Peshaya. Either way, so what's Rameir Shita? Niskal Lav Peshaya. What is it? It's an oynes gar, and being that it's an oynes, so say the shem mechirim and say the shem mesacha yishav, and I'm going to be part of us. Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar. So now going back to the machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? He holds shem mechirim yishav, nois mesacha yishalim. He holds shem mechirim swears, but a nois mesacha shem mesacha has to pay. And the reason is haiki dine vahaiki dine. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is masking to where a mayor holds an our sugi that a niskel is not a peshaya, but he holds that Niskal is like the middle ground. It's like the Gneva Vaveda level. So Amav Rechavis Mimakim Lamakim V'Shavra, had you done a Shmira Me'ula, it would have worked. So the Shai Mechinam, who's potter as long as he does a Shmira Pechusa, he's potter from Gneva Vaveda, Sehim Yishava. Whereas the Shai Mesach, who's Chayiv Gneva Vaveda, he's going to be Chayiv if this happens as well. V'Asa Rabbi Lazo Lameimah, Rabbi Lazo was the third Shita. He came and he said as follows. In, I agree, Gemara, the Messiah is Kirameya. Umiyu, however, Tomiya ani im yichoyim zeva zel the shava. I don't understand that they can both swear. And he explained, Bishlam shem mechinam mishtaba. I understand that the shem mechinam technically can swear the lepashaba, right? He could swear that he wasn't peshaya, because for sure this is not a pshia. Niska la peshaya, right? So if niska la peshaya, this is for sure not a pshia. And based on that, I for sure understand the basis for the shem mechinam to swear. Al shem mesacha my mishtaba. But what's the shem mesacha swearing about? Ki loy pasha nami shlumi boy. Even if he wasn't peshaya, he has to pay. In other words, he's saying Rabbi Yehuda's taina. Rabbi Yehuda said that even if Niskel's la peshaya, but for sure it's like neva vaveda, so that then would be a good shvur for the shem mechinam, but wouldn't be a good shvur for the shem mesacha. So Rabbi Lozzi says, yeah, in gemara kirame. The mesacha is like rame, but at the end of the day, the taina of Rabbi Yehuda is a much better taina. And then he doubled down. And he said, vafilu shem mechinam nami. And even the shem mechinam, if you're Niskel la peshaya, for sure, he could swear that he wasn't Peshaya. Hot tenech b'makom madrin. I agree if he was like on a slanty area, there was a slope of some sorts. So over there, I get it that you could swear that you weren't Peshaya. Oh, but shaloi b'makom madrin mimatzim mishtava the way Peshaya. If somebody falls, he stumbles, he's maver chavis b'makom l'makom. If it's nishbar akadav le'silka in a situation where it wasn't a makom madrin, for sure he is a Peshaya. And if for sure he's a Peshaya, so over there, mimatzim mishtava the way Pasha. Va'afil b'makom madrin, and he went even weiter. Even if you're in a makom madrin, you're telling me that for sure, just swearing you're going to be off the hot tenachecha deleka raya. That's all good if there's no raya. Meaning there's no way to prove what happened or didn't happen. So we're going to have to trust your word. So therefore, you can come to Bez and then you can swear. But let's say there is a raya. Nesi raya even if there, then I think you should bring a raya and you should then become pati. You shouldn't even have the option to swear. So another knetch, the Shem Mechinim is going to swear, he's going to get off the hook. I'm not hearing it so universally. Maybe sometimes, but Hechad Iker Raya not. What's it based on? The Tanya Isa ben Yehuda. Isa ben Yehuda said, it says in the Torah, Ein Raya, Shvuas Hashem Tia ben Shem. So this is in the context of the Shvuas Hashem. So one of the conditions for a Shvuas Hashem is Ein Raya. Nobody saw. So we learn from there, Ha Yesh Raya. Let's say somebody saw, Yavi Raya, Vi Pater. Then you have to try to bring Edom and Vi Pater. Usually a Maver Chavis B'Makim L'Makim, somebody must have seen. There's a camera somewhere that picked up this footage, and as a result, there's a yesh raya. There's always an ayin raya. And based on that, I think it shouldn't be so simple that you should be potter. But the bottom line is, and this really concludes the Gemara's first understanding of the machlokes Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and what Rabbi Elazar was coming to be moisif. Everyone holds an arsugya niska lav pesheya. And that's why a maver chavis b'makom l'makom b'shavra, you're for sure not a pesheya. You're for sure not a pesheya. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is, do we view you as an oynis? Or we view you as like nishtahi nishtaher. It's like on the Geneva Vaveda level in the world of Dalet Shoyim. Rav Meir holds you're an oynis. If you're an oynis, say if you're a shoyim chinam, say if you're a shoyim sachar, if you say that it was nishbara and you swear, I mean, you back it up with a shvuah, the halacha is, you're going to be potter. That's shvuah sashoyim 101. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's like Geneva Vaveda. So the Shem Echinam, who's potter from Geneva Vaveda v'shvua, he's Yeshava. Whereas the Shem Esachar, who's chayiv big Geneva Vaveda, he'll be chayiv in this case as well, and therefore the halacha is going to be chayiv. Rabbi Loza said, I agree niskala pesheya. I agree that the Messiah is like Rav Meir. This is the same Messiah. That side the Shem Echinam and side the Shem Esachar swear. But I have a problem with it. And in fact, I have a problem say with the Shem Esachar swearing and say with the Shem Echinam swearing. I have a problem with the Shem Esachar swearing because Svara, logically, Rabbi Yehuda is right. Why should Niska, which is Lapei Sheya, be an Oynis Mamish? That I don't hear. And even Rav Meir, even that half of the halacha, the Shem Echinam half of the halacha of Yeshava, I feel like it was overly simplified because it was said as if that's always the case. You always swear in all situations, just swear and call it a day. To me, I would say, look at the highway. Was it a makom madrin? Was it not a makom madrin? Usually it was in a public area. What happened to Isi ben Yehuda's halacha? Why are we not trying to figure out if there was a raya, if there wasn't a raya? And because of that, Rabbi Loza said, as much as I know the Messiah, but the Messiah is making me a little bit uncomfortable. That's Rabbi Loza's hoysafa in this sugi over here. Now, one thing that the Gemara doesn't speak out, but it just comes out in the cheshvin of the daf, and that is, if you hold niskal pesheya, which is Ramea Shita and Babakama, so then it doesn't sound like we're having this conversation. There's nothing to swear. Yichayev, right? Then Shem Esach is chayev, and even Hashem Echinim is going to be chayev, because everyone's chayev in Shia. The three shitas that we have in this braiser are all making a hanacha of niskalav pesheya. Tavra misha shana zule shana zule. We're going niskalav pesheya, and it's based on that we have the three shitas. Stating that, a second way to understand this machlok. It's Rav Chiya bar Abba, Om Rav Yochanan. Rav Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rav Yochanan. That why? So we need Rash. That lo oilam. Rav Meir Shita is in this Braisa. What a Shita is in Mesechtes Bava Kama. And that is Niskal is a poi Sheya. And based on that, mi ikar adin, hamavri chavis mi makom l'makom b'shaver bein shem mechina bein shem yisachar dalach shavi chayiv. So if that's the case, how did Rav Meir say yishava? So Rav Chiya bar Abba said that Rav Yochanan said shvuah zu takanas chachamim. This shvuah is a takanas chachamim. Meaning it's a special takanas chachamim. This shvuah shem iata oimer kein. Because if you're not going to have the special takanas chachamim, ein lucha adam hamavris chavis. Nobody will ever be available to do a delivery for you. And if that's the case, the whole economy will fall apart. It's not an okay thing. You need people that are willing and able to do it. And if you're going to say, listen, you understand that if you break a barrel, you're going to be responsible. So, you know what? I'll find another thing to do. I'm just not going to do it. So for that, the Chachamim made a shvuah. A kula, right? The shvuah is a kula. What's the kula? The kula is, instead of being chayiv, just swear that you aren't paisheya, and if you're going to swear you aren't paisheya, you're going to be off. So the Gemara says, hey, chinesh habesh, what should the shvuah be? I mean, you're going to swear you aren't paisheya, you aren't paisheya. You say, nisko paisheya, so what will the shvuah be? Amar Rava, Rava said, shvuah shalei b'kavana shivartia. Not I wasn't paisheya, I wasn't negligent, but I didn't act maliciously. Like, I didn't mamish go ahead and break it. And as long as you do that, meaning swear that things happen. That's okay. If you want to swear that, it's going to be fine. But that's the Yisrael Rav Meir. So again, what's Rabbi Yochanan coming to be Moisef? He's coming to say that you can reconcile Rav Meir and our sugya with Rav Meir Shita Naminiach, which is Niskal Pesheya. You don't have to say where Rabbi Loza said, Tavra Misha Shana Zul Shana Zul. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, that will oilam Rav Meir holds this kol peshaya, and the reason there's a shvur, it's based on the takanas chacham. Okay, so now that we understand the shita of Rav Meir, so let's follow through. First, Rav Yehuda lemehema, Rav Yehuda said, Shem mechinam yishava, nois esachi yishalem, that a shem mechinam swears, a shem esachar pays, haikidine vahakidine. What's Shitas Rav Yehuda, Zokrashi, Rav Yehuda holds Niska, Lav, Poishaya. Right, Rav Meir, the Shitasa in Bava Kama held Niska, Poishaya. But Rav Yehuda, Shitas like the Chachomim in Bava Kama. He holds Niska, Lav, Poishaya. So if Niska is Lav, Poishaya, so what are you left with? You're left with a Niska, which is not a Poishaya, but it is Gneva Vaveda. So, Haikidine, Haikidine. Shemichinim, the time is Gneva Vaveda. He says, Shavra, Chavis, Yishava. Whereas a Shem Esachah that says Gneva Avedo, he's going to be chayv. Also, Rabbi Loza, Lameimer, Rabbi Loza is the same Rabbi Loza in Gemara Kramer. I know the Messiah is like Kramer. Umiya Tamiya, Nim Yechayim, Zevaz Ali Shava. I don't understand that. He can both swear. And Bishlam, Shem Echinim, Shtabish, Loi Pashaba. I understand the words of the Shfu of the Shem Echinim, he's going to swear that he wasn't Peshaya. Again, Rabbi Loza also holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Niskel is not Peshaya. I understand that the Shem Echinim can swear. Allah Shem Esachah, Amai Mishtaba. Why is he swearing? Kiloi Pasha Nami, Boy Shlume. Even if he wasn't Peshaya, but it's like Neva Avei, they should be Chayv. I feel the Shem Echinim Nami, and even the Shem Echinim, oh, Tehna from Mokin Madrin. I understand if it was a Mokin Madrin, Shloi from Mokin Madrin, Matzah Mishtaba. But if it wasn't a Mokin Madrin, how's he swearing Shloi Pasha? If I feel the Mokin Madrin Nami, and even if it was a Mokin Madrin, oh, Tehna Chaychad Alek Araya. That's all good if there's no Raya. Aval Hechad Ika Raya, Nasi Raya Vipater. Right? Why are we not talking about bringing Rayas? The time you Isa ben Yehuda, Isa ben Yehuda said, "Ein roya shvuas Hashem tia ben shneiem hayesh roya." But if there's a roya, yavi raya, then you bring a raya v'yipater, and you're going to be potter. So again, Rabbi Lozer over here, and the Inami is the same Rabbi Lozer, meaning he says, "I know the Messiah is like Rabbi Meir. I grad and lomdis. I hear it like Rabbi Yehuda." And he was just myself another nekuda. Even the shvu of the Shem Echinam. Why are we stating this halacha as if this is unequivocally always the way it is? To me, you should have to look at the highway and you have to try to figure out where they're bystanders, where they're not bystanders. It seems these were like very obvious questions that you would have to ask. Right? There's always a makam madrin and not a makam madrin, right? The roads are not flat, certainly not back in the day. So if that's the case, right, there's the har, there's the bikkah, so you want to figure out what's going on. And there's a very strong possibility there's going to be a raya. The halacha was said in Rabbi Loza's world way too simplistically, right? What's the halacha? The halacha is just swear. They say you should just swear. The bottom line is, we're going to stop here. But we have a Mishnah, which was a little bit awesome, a Braisa, which was a little bit less awesome, where the Braisa mentioned a major machlokes tanam, hamavir chavis, mimokim lamokim, b'shavar. Three shittas. Rav Meir says, bein shem mechina, bein shem mesachar, yishav. Rabbi Yehuda says, shem mechina yishava, nois mesachar yishalim. Rabbi Loza says, that I know that the halacha is like Rav Meir, but I'll be honest with you, I don't understand it. I don't understand why the Shem Esachar swears, and even the Shem Echinam, to me it's a little bit oversimplified in terms of why does he swear? What's the hezbon, the machlokes? There were two derachim in our sugya. The first was the derech of Rabbi Lazar, and that is that the all three Tanam are of the opinion that Niskel's lav Pesheya. So if someone's Mavr Chavis Mimakim Lamakim, he's for sure not a Pesheya. What then is the Shaila? The Shaila is, when it's Niskel, do we view that as an Oynes? Or do we view it more on the level of Gneva Vaved? Rav Meir holds it's viewed as an Oynes. Therefore, Saif Yerushalayim Mechinam, Saif Yerushalayim Mesachi, Yepatev Ba'Oynsim Mishvua, you have the option of swearing and being off the hook. Rabbi Yehuda views it as Gneva Vaveda. Thus, the Shem Echinim can swear, the Shem Esachar doesn't have the option to swear because he's chayving Gneva Vaveda. Rabbi Loza says, I know the Allah is like Rav Meir, but in longness I hear it like Rabbi Yehuda better. And not just that, even the Shem Echinim swearing, sometimes, if it's Shaloi B'Makom Madrin, I don't think he should have the option to swear. And why is no one talking about bystanders? Because what happened to Isa ben Yehuda's halacha? Isa ben Yehuda said the only time a Shoyim swears is if it's Ein Raya, Hayesh Raya, over there he's not going to swear. That was the first mahalach in the sugya. The second mahalach in the sugya, Rav Meir is different, right? That's where the difference is. Rav Meir holds Niskal Peshaya, and the reason there's two mahalachim, does Rav Meir hold Niskal Peshaya, Niskal Apeshaya, is because Rav Meir's Shita in Bava Kam is Niskal Peshaya. And in order to make Rav Meir work in our sugya with Niskal Apeshaya, you have to say Tavar Mishesh which can move in is a doichik. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, really, I can make this work with Shitas Rav Meir and Shas, which is that Niskal is Peshaya. If Niskal is Peshaya, so it's dead on arrival. Saidah Shem Mechina, Saidah Shem Mesachash Bichay. The Teretz in Shfua Zuta Konas Chachamim Hi. It's a cooler that we allow you to swear. Because otherwise, no one will get involved in this. By the way, those words, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shfua Zuta Konas Chachamim Hi, right, brings us back to what feels like a forever ago. But Messiah Daf Gimel, Shnei Meichsen Betalas, Yachoyku B'Shvua. The Gemara is Mutshin. Why Yachoyku B'Shvua? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shvua Zut HaKonas Chachamimi. Same words. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shvua Zut HaKonas Chachamimi. And it's for that reason, Saidish HaMechinam and Saidish HaMesachar, right? Hesta Maisa. You're Pesheya. But we're going to give you a Kula, not just for the Shoy Mechinam, even the Shoy Mesachar. Even him. Certainly Chayiv Mashiach. But it's a special HaKonas Chachamimi because we want people to be willing to do this. And if you're going to be Mechayiv, even the Shem Esachar, it's not something that he's ever going to be agreeable to do. Rabbi Yehuda, it's the same Rabbi Yehuda, heals Niska, Lav Poshea. What is it? It's like, Yenevi Vavei, the Dasa Shem Echinam is Potra Yidei Shvua, the Shem Esachar is going to be Chayiv. Rabbi Loza says, I know the Messiah is like Rabbi Meir, but if you're asking me, it's not something I understand.